So this is a joint work with Tom Enzinger, Amal Singh, Vasu Singh, and Thomas Viss. So I try to present our work with trying to put some kind of static scheduling in planning large scale job flow. So the illusions of cloud computing, obviously you want to give your customer this illusion of infinitely many resources which are available without provisioning and just on a pay-per-use basis. On the other hand, you obviously have a finite amount of resources and you want to make this as small as possible for economical reason. So there is these two opposite trends, and we were wondering how is it possible to make these two opposite trends kind of come together. So in the sense, you want, if you have like say someone which is serving some customer right now, so it's task that cannot wait, so you want to give him some higher priority rather than some kind of batch job which might come a few hours later, you don't care. So basically, to do the such thing, we want to basically plan ahead computation and try to see how we can maybe do this kind of planning. Okay, so dynamic scheduling in general, you use FIFO queues where you just put your jobs, use multiple of them to guarantee some fairness. You associate some resources to each queue, and you hope for the best. Because you don't have, in general, you have very few knowledge about what you are executing, so actually it's extremely hard to do any better than that. It's probably the best you can do. So we want to try to see if we can also ask for some information about the current job that we are executing. So we, for a moment, we go on the way that we ask the user for this more information. So this information can be the kind of resources that you require to execute the job, as worst case execution time, for instance, and also some deadline priority. So any, now the incentive to give such information, that in exchange with such information, we can, for example, give him some expected completion time or some guarantee on the worst time, the worst case, so how much time will it take to execute that job. And also, we want to put this to give some choice to the user, in the sense time is money, so we want to use some economical model to basically make this distinction between different types of jobs. So the overview of the system we are trying to build is, okay, the user suggests a job which gets transformed into some execution plan which basically contain all the information that you need, so the tasks that you need to be executed, the dependencies between the tasks, and also some information about the resources needed for the task. Then some representation of the infrastructure you have. You send it to a scheduler, we'll just not give you one possible schedule, but many possible schedules with different characteristics. You apply some pricing model on this to basically present the user different schedules and different price for each of these schedules. The user give it, say what he thinks is best for him, and then you start executing, you send it to the execution platform. Okay. And so the idea of how to make this distinction between, let's say, different kind of jobs using economical models, that say you are given a simple job that you have to execute, so a direct acyclic graph of tasks, and you have, let's assume, perfect information about the resources. So if you can then compute this critical path in this task graph, which gives you the minimal max span. So below the minimal max span, there is no possible way of having this execution. So in some sense, as you go toward this ideal case, you expect, for instance, the price to go higher because it's harder to execute in that conditions. On the other hand, if you give an infinite amount of time to execute some task, it might not be hard to find some finite amount of time to execute it. So when the time goes to infinity, the price goes towards zero. So that's the kind of pricing model we are trying to apply to basically sort high priority from low priority jobs. Now the problem is that this scheduling actually is a combinatorial task, so it's a hard task. And not only we require one schedule, but many possible schedules to be computed. So this can only work with if we can actually do that scheduling part. Okay, so maybe for the scheduling, now we are just considering a very simple job model. So you have some tasks. where we have worst case execution time and data, and also the, so your task is a directed acyclic graph. So at so it's a very simple task model. For the user, you won't ask the user to give such graph, but you give something which is parametric in the input. So you ask the user to give the single component of your systems. You tell the how to connect such component, which file you have to process, and then basically you can expand this compact description into this execution plan that contains all the information you need for scheduling. For the infrastructure model, we assume tree-like structures, data centers, so where you have routers in the inner node of your tree, down to the, I say, the rack router, and the leaves of your tree are the nodes where you can execute computations. And again, we expect some information, so you can put some annotation like the speed of the machine, the characteristic, the memories, and on the edges, the bandwidth that you're available for those machines. Okay, and now the with this, so since data centers are extremely large and jobs get also larger and larger, and scheduling is an NPR problem in principle, even you, with heuristic, you cannot solve it at that scale, or very hard to solve it. So we propose to use abstraction techniques, which in general have been used in the formal methods community. So the idea is very simple, is that if you have some regularity, for instance, into your job, so if you're doing data parallel processing, you have a lot of tasks which are the same. And also, if you are a data center, not every single machine is different. So you have a lot of regularity that you can use to actually make your life easier. So the idea is that you can forget about the details that you don't need using this abstraction step to get, for instance, this abstract execution plan and this abstract cloud, which are much, much more compact than the actual problem. Therefore, you can solve it then. You can apply it, but now you will get a solution to your abstract problem, to this simple problem. And then from this, you define your abstraction in such a way that from this simple problem and this simple solution, there is a way to construct back a solution to original problems. And then the goal is to define a smart abstraction so that the solution that you get is actually still a very good solution. So obviously you are losing information when you apply abstraction, so you cannot hope for an optimal solution, but if you do, if you are smart enough, you can hope for a very good solution. Okay. So for instance, very simple abstraction you can apply is if you have a MapReduce set of tasks, you can just apply topological sort. So it gives you, decompose your graph into layers of independent tasks. Then you can say, since they're independent, there is not much I need to care about this, so I can just group them into tasks. So we take another approximation of the resources needed for all the tasks that you group together, also over approximation of the data transfer, and then you add multiplicity to the task to say how much actual task is contained into this abstract task. Okay, for the infrastructure, you can basically do the same. So you will group, let's say, represent one rack as one single node in your abstract representation of the data center. And then again, you instead of taking another approximation of here, you take another approximation. So the, basically, the slowest machine becomes the bottleneck. And you also add some counter that tells you how many machines you have in total and how many are available. And also, you need to update the bandwidth available. Okay. Okay, now we'll try to basically build such a system. And obviously, just I won't pretend that static scheduling will solve every problem. So actually, it cannot work all by itself. So you need to still add some dynamic scheduling part, because if we ask for worst case execution time, basically, it's very unlikely that all the tasks you execute take the worst case, or they will be in general shorter. So you basically what you are forcing will diverge from what is actually happening. So you will need to add still dynamic scheduling and rescheduling to update your status. So we've implemented a small prototype and did some tests for some simple MapReduce jobs and compared against Hadoop. And basically, we can see that having this schedule already computed gives you some more opportunity to do, let's say, asynchronous I/O. For instance, one task is using CPU, but not I/O, you can just fetch already the input, the data input for the next task and so on. And basically, we can get for such simple job like 15-20%. Yeah, I think more 15. That's it. Thank you.
So we have questions for 5 minutes. Questions? Can you use mic?
I was just wondering if, at this point, this is just sort of, you know, research, or have you guys actually implemented this? And if so, you know, what sort of tools and stuff have you used for that?
So there is so first we were looking at the scheduling problem for kind of an abstract problem, then started to try to have, so now there is kind of very proof of concept implementation. That is mostly to prove that scheduling using the techniques can give you like relatively good solution, but it's not production ready by far. So the scheduling can scale for like much larger, but the execution platform for the moment is very simple. So I guess there is some potential, but for the moment there is no kind of concrete implementation. Because also we have been asking other people in our research institute for input jobs, like what to execute, but we are kind of stuck with the same set of limited tests, so it's not really. So we need some large scale evaluation.
Hi, I'm Glenn Ammons from IBM Research. I was just curious how you envision this being used. Do you think of this as being more for, you know, non-binding estimates? We think that it'll take this long to run your job, or would it eventually be used for, say, bidding? You know, a cloud A would bid, "I'll do your job in this time for this much money." Cloud B will have another bid, or maybe something else that I haven't thought of.
Can you do bidding? So I guess if people kind of agree on some kind of way of specifying jobs, then you can have not only the customer saying I'm ready to pay how much, but also the reverse effect of that. Maybe also on the side of the provider, some competition, and obviously you can then have bidding maybe on both sides. But I guess the problem then is, first, so we ask this worst case execution time, which is provided by the user. But the maybe more fundamental question is that is it really realistic? Because one other way would be saying not worst case, but for instance, average over a few runs. So I think the more concrete problem right now would be to be sure that the assumption that we ask, what the information we need to be provided, are more like realistic. So for simple jobs, we have been mostly cared about scientific computing in general. Mm-hmm. There is good chance that you can run a few times the task and see how much they are, like what is the worst case and predict. But is possible in the general case to have this? That's, I guess the problem is more on the assumption that you put on your system.
Okay, so the contract would have to take into account, did you actually tell me the truth about your job? Okay, sure. All right, thank you.
Lane Inman with VCE. So on your costing, or when you're trying to figure that out from a demand, you figure kind of a blended provider model. So I saw that you had cloud, but then the question would be is that if you're an interim or an intermediary to the provider perspective and you have a portfolio of resources that you can use, do you have any blended costing in that, or is that external? Is that was just a proxy at that point?
So if I got the question right, it's basically which level you want to implement this. Is it on top of some provider that gives you the resources, or directly maybe at the provider level?
Right. So if you're looking at a large scale institution, they offer, let's say, cloud as an interface, and mm-hmm. at that point they may actually have physical assets, or they may be leasing assets. Right. So the question would be is that there's magic cost points. If you use a utility model, you have a consistent charge with a variable demand, but there are times that it peaks. So the question would be is do you have any considerations for a diverse portfolio in that offering?
So we say if you can implement this at the level of physical resources, basically you can have a lot of accuracy about what you have exactly at your disposal. Therefore, you can make good predictions, and for instance, you can be better So that would be for the, let's say, the implementation, then for the time peak hours and things like that. So that's, for the moment, we are basically on this very kind of idea that you send some jobs and get some possible solution.
Okay.
Now a peak hour would be a constraint that I send that job, which is actually just machines, and I did them from this time to that time. And then the economical model will be more like scarce resource model, so right. How many people want a machine at that time. Right. But the scaling part can maybe tell you that you can move such machine to such job to another time. So if some
from pricing you could go to or another resource if there if you've got flexibility and cost. Again, I would guess that this would link into that, but
okay. Thank you, Damien.